Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. I would like to remind everybody that, on Saturday nights, on occasion, there's those wonderful dances down at Dance Me Cassini. Every Friday night, there is a Latin dance. Yeah, it's really fabulous. You should check it out. It's 4409 West River Bend Avenue. There is a sock hop in the evening coming up on the 27th, so you'll want to mark that on your calendar if you like to dance. Alrighty, that's at 4409 West River Bend Avenue in Post Falls at the Factory Outlets, Dance Me Cassini Studios. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news today, and one of those is really interesting because, as you well know, Elemental Research Incorporated is the sponsor for The Shift, and they produce all these wonderful liquid mineral supplements. For instance, zinc. Zinc is a well-known antimicrobial. More like it stops microbes from replicating. So, you know, the zinc lozenges and Angstrom zinc and things like that help to stop those horrible colds and flus from getting really super bad because it stops that virus or bacteria from replicating in your body. Zinc is the primary constituent or component in the mucosal lining of your body. That's right. If you don't have enough zinc in your body, it's not going to be in the mucosal lining, your sinuses and your throat and your intestinal tract and so on. So you're going to be more susceptible to infections like bacteria and viruses. And it's just scientific. Remember, Elemental Research has wonderful zinc and silver and calcium, magnesium, all of those wonderful minerals that you need for your body. Give them a call at 800-314-2884, 800-314-2884, and you can ask for their free information package. Remember, you can always see the wonderful packages that I put together for you on drannette.com, drannette.com. That's drannette.com. Alrighty, so the FDA, they're at it again. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. If you've been watching the news, there's been a lot of attack on health care as far as nutritional supplements and alternative methods of health care. Even to the point where the courts are deeming a person or a family, incompetent to care for their child because they do not want to comply with barbaric chemotherapies and things like that. So here we just see more of the same. Big Pharma take control of the nutritional supplements and make them a drug so that we have to pay exorbitant amounts of money so they can continue making money hand over fist and raping the public. Yes, yeah, because some of those, there's a whole slew of pharmaceuticals that are coming out of patent. So that means that they're going to be made into generics, and that way they're a lot cheaper and all that kind of stuff. So the drug companies have to do something. Codex Alimentarius is the answer to their prayers and our nightmare. That's right. So what does the FDA say now? Well, there's a nasal spray out there that a lot of us have used to help head off a cold the article I'm referencing is by Matthew Perrone, an Associated Press business writer. And he says, quote, consumers should stop using Zicam cold remedy, nasal gel, and related products because they can permanently damage the sense of smell, federal health regulators said. The over-the-counter products contain zinc. Zinc? Well, zinc is going to damage nerves in the nose? I don't think so. One thing I should have done before I came on the air today was go and look at the ingredients in the Zicam. In Zicam, and Zicam. Yes, that nasal that really works well for you. I mean, there's a lot of, I'm sorry. There's a lot of things. I'm sorry. I got a haiku on my my computer, and I just, it tickled me, so pardon me for a minute. Anyway, I can't pull that up right now, but they're saying that the zinc, of all things, now it could be any of the other parts of that product that are causing the damage, but there's been a few cases. Out of the millions of people that have used it, there's been about 30 people that report a loss of smell after using Zicam since 1999. Okay, that's 130 people. Now, you know, if you're like me, you're going to question everything, but I'm one of the end of the baby boomer people that, you know, I was raised in the 70s, so I question everything. And it makes me kind of wonder, out of the millions and millions of people who have used this product and repetitively since 1999, in 10 years, 10 years, folks, the FDA says 130 consumers were damaged by using this product for a loss of smell. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The way they're pushing this, get this. There's a Dr. Charles Lee of the FDA's compliance division that says, quote, the loss of the sense of smell is potentially life-threatening and may be permanent. He goes on to say, people without the sense of smell may not be able to detect dangerous life situations such as gas leaks or something burning in the house. Durr. Well, there are literally thousands of people out there that don't have a sense of smell. Mm-hmm. That's why they have things like smoke detectors. Good heavens. Anyway, over a 10-year period, 130 people were damaged reportedly by the Zicam. Now, I would like to see the documentation on that that proves without any doubt that a zinc-based product is causing damage to a person's nasal cavity. Because, I mean, how can zinc be damaging unless it's the form of zinc or something? I don't know. But I think it's kind of outrageous that they're saying they're going to ban this product. Ban it. Because 130 people over a 10-year period report that they had the loss of a sense of smell. Well, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. That sounds kind of fishy. Yeah, sorry. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, so they go on to say in this article that there was a warning letter that was issued to Matrix on Tuesday. That's the manufacturer of Zicam, that asked the company to stop marketing its zinc-based product, but the agency did not issue a formal recall. Well, instead, they're making Matrix submit safety and efficacy data on this, what they're calling a drug. There is a Deborah Otter, director of FDA's Drug Compliance Division, that says, quote, the first step, if they wish to continue marketing Zicam intranasal zinc products, is for them to come in and seek FDA approval. Yeah, the good old FDA. Hey, aren't they in control of tobacco now? I thought that was a thing for tobacco, you know, with the tobacco, alcohol, and firearms. But now it's falling under the auspice of the FDA. Mm-hmm. Boy, ladies and gentlemen, I look at what's going on in our society right now, and it scares the out of me. Because I see all this socialism going on and people sitting on their derriers saying, government, give me money, take care of me, 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 a narcissistic society. Ah, what's going on? So if you take a look at Germany, way back when, same thing's happening now. I see people losing control of their children's education. That's one of the things they did in Germany, to indoctrinate the children. That's right. So anyway, they are going to be taking our freedoms away from us little by little. And they're doing a good job because we have all this apathy going on in our country. drives me to distraction. Back to this, I digress, back to this FDA thing, which is another part of that government, the big government that controls everything and, ooh, we're going to take care of you thing. They say that the Matrix needs to go in and get FDA approval. Okay, well, over 130 cases over a 10-year period of time. I mean, how many, they're talking about something that's insignificant compared to what the pharmaceutical drugs that are doing, killing people, maiming people, and they're FDA approved, and they're all right. But if you've got something that's that would be considered alternative, like Zicam, that has zinc to help you ward off flus and colds, they're going to pick up 130 cases over a 10-year. That to me is just classic. My goodness. So anyway, there's a person, David Richardson of Greensboro, North Carolina, who lost his sense of smell, he says, after taking Zicam for a cold in 2005. He wants the product to be banned. What? Whatever. He says, quote, "It won't bring back my smell, but at least I feel like there's some justice that's starting to take place." What? You can't sue the pharmaceutical companies, ladies and gentlemen, for injuries that result from drugs. It's hard to sue the doctor for malpractice, for giving you the wrong drugs, or giving you drugs that maim you or take away a family member's life. Uh-huh. But they want to attack Zicam for a reported so-called damage to nasal cavities from zinc. It's just a way to get people to think zinc is harmful to your health when it's part of your body's makeup and absolutely necessary for optimal health. Well, that's my take on it anyway. Looks like we're coming up for the break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about this and also about what Obama's pushing on us for his health care ideas. You know, you decide what's best. But I can tell you, we're looking at some pretty serious changes really quickly, and I'm sure you've been looking at it already. You'll want to stay tuned for more information. This is Dr. Annette from The Shift, and we'll be back in just a few moments. You want to stay tuned. Give that commercial a listen. Got great information in it and a fabulous voice. Okay, we'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. And, you know, we were talking about this Zicam. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's interesting is when you read about the article about this in the articles in the newspapers and when it's on the television and things like that, they always spin it that Matrix, the manufacturer of this product, are just these horrible Satans that are out there pushing something that's killing people. But they're allowing people to advertise, drug companies to advertise pharmaceutical drugs on television. That was at one time disallowed, was not allowed. So they got all these people on here going, okay, well, I really need these drugs. And they're getting people to self-prescribe. Go to your doctor and ask for this one. You've heard them say it. Ask your doctor about, they say that there's medical records that support Richardson's claim that he lost his sense of smell, and it was linked to Zicam. However, if you look at the website for Matrix, they say that no plaintiff has ever won a court case because there's no known causal link between the use of Zicam cold remedy and nasal gel and impairment of smell. The company said in a statement Tuesday that safety of Zicam cold remedy is, quote, supported by the cumulative science and has been confirmed by a multidisciplinary panel of scientists, end quote. They said they'll comply with the FDA. Of course, they'll have to, or they'll lose their company. And they're going to, quote, vigorously defend its scientific data, end quote. Well, you go get them. Hey, you know, I hope they get somewhere. But, you know, when it's like fighting Satan is everywhere. The 130 reports received by the FDA came entirely from physicians and patients, not the manufacturer. And, of course, in the news, they're giving numbers out for consumers to discard any unused product or contact Zicam to request a refund, which is silliness. 130 cases in 10 years. My goodness. My lands. Anyways, all right. So that just gives you a prime example of how they're going around here, you know, doing all this. Oh, well, this product is bad for you, but it's really not. While they're touting how wonderful drugs are, and they're really not. All right. What about this Obama campaign health plan? He's going right into Codex Alimentarius. He can't wait to sign the United States over to the socialists and the radicals and stuff like that. He can't wait. And in case any of you out there are not aware that, you know, the United States of America started out as a republic, digressed into a democracy, and is now further slipping down that slope into socialism, which can either split off and go to, you know, the fascists or the communists, so, you know, fascism or communism, it can split and go either way. So, you know, that's what we're looking at, folks, if nobody takes any action. Well, anyway, Barack Obama's health care plan for the Democratic template puts an emphasis on dramatically and quickly increasing the number of people who have health insurance by spending money. Our money. Yeah. Or that fake money that he printed up. Yeah. How do you like having monopoly money in your wallet? My lands. Anyway, so the campaign estimates his health care reform plan will cost between $50 and $65 billion. That's with a B, billion dollars a year, fully phased in. He assumes that'll be paid from savings in the system and from discontinuing tax cuts for the people that make over $250,000 a year. But those people that make $250,000 a year, if they don't get the tax cuts, they can't hire people because they're giving it all to the government. I kind of wonder where the disconnection in logic is there for most people. I mean, not most people, pardon me, some people, is they disconnect taxes, you know, from the reality of all this, how this is all working. How can you disconnect government funded insurance from taxes? It's the tax money that they are stealing from us and putting it over there into that government so that they can reallocate the money. It is the perfect example of socialism. You take the money from the people and you reallocate it as you feel that is necessary, because, of course, Hillary Clinton said it. That's just a prime example. It's just perfect to prove what the Democrats are thinking. You know, American people are not smart enough to spend our own money, so they need to take it from us and reallocate it so that we're properly cared for, because we just can't take care of ourselves. My goodness, what the heck? You know, it's nearly identical. This Obama plan is nearly identical to the one that Hillary Clinton put out there. Yeah. And she projected that it would cost over $100 billion a year. By contrast, the Republican strategy that McCain had for health care reform would emphasize market reforms aimed at making the system affordable to Americans. Makes more sense to me. But that takes away from the pharmaceutical companies. Interesting. Well, what Obama's doing is he's breaking down your health care into three parts. And remember, when they take it away from you, your control, you're at their mercy. Okay, so he has three parts. One, quality, affordable, and portable health care coverage for everyone, including illegal aliens. Two, modernizing the U.S. healthcare system to lower costs and improve quality. And three, promoting prevention and strengthening public health. Now, that sounds good on its face. But when they're saying, while they're standing there talking to you, they're saying we're going to promote prevention and strengthening public health, while behind you, when they've got you focused on that hand over here, the other hand is over here taking away those very things that they're promising you. Yep, you can't have those supplements. Nutrition's not good for you. Nutrition is poison. Drugs are okay. Obama says that he's going to cut the typical family health care cost by $2,500 a year. Well, I don't know about that. Let's see. All of the candidates, Republican and Democratic, called for what was the Obama cost containment list. Yeah, right. Obama contained costs. Okay, he's out there spending money like it was young boy with his first paycheck. Oh, excuse me, checking account maybe. Oh, I've still got checks. I must have money. Anyway, the Obama cost containment list is expanding health information technology, improving prevention, and better management of chronic conditions and more vibrant health insurance market. That's what gets me, is the health insurance. He is calling for catastrophic reinsurance coverage to reduce the cost of family health insurance. He says it's not a cost reduction, but a cost shift. No, wait a minute. He didn't say that. I did. It's not cost reconstruction. It's a shift. They're changing it. Well, you remember Senator Kerry? He would have had the federal government absorb a large portion of the highest cost to the country in health insurance, which, in other words, we'd be paying for it anyway. I don't get that. How can we not understand that when they say that they're going to take, the government is going to issue health care to everyone, it's still our money. We're still paying for it, but we don't get to pay for what we work to get. We're out there working hard to make the money. And then we go out and we buy health insurance if we want it, or we don't. We can go to the doctor and pay as we go if we so choose. But no, the government says, no, you can't do that. You're not an American anymore. You have to give us the money so that we can give everybody health care insurance. And this health insurance isn't going to be great because you'll have to be on waiting lists to see a doctor. You're not going to get quality health care. It's just not going to happen. He says that Obama, he says that covering more people will reduce the overall cost of insurance. Okay, let's revisit that statement. He says that covering more people will reduce the overall cost of insurance. And it's likely correct because it's going to be less uncompensated care. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I beg you, please, do some research. You know, listen closely to what these people are saying because it's absolutely insane. Okay, well, we're going to tax the people that make the jobs for everyone. We're going to make everybody. Okay, so let me go back. We're going to tax the companies and the people that make the money that pay all the wages, so that everybody has to go back and rely on the government to pay for their health care and food and all these different things. And you can't get anywhere that way. We're going to be socialists. We are so socialistic right now, it just makes me ill. All righty. Well, make sure you take a look into this, because there's a lot of stuff that's underneath. Don't just read the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Read the whole article. Go to those links. Read everything that you can, because you're going to find out that there is some real ugly stuff going on behind the mask that's smiling at you. Whenever a government tells you, I'm here for you, what can I do for you? Run. Because they're going to take. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have an absolutely phenomenal weekend, and check it out. Remember, drannette.com, drannette.com, and our sponsor, Elemental Research INC. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life daily at 6 p.m. and again next weekend at the same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.